side of my body is numb, the left side of my body is useless anyway. Left side of my body is numb, the left side of my body is useless anyway. That day.
You gave me
kisses on the left side of my face. Now I try to put them other places.
All right.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. You're listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. A hot one today.
It's super hot out there.
Super hot.
Gotta stay hydrated.
Yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. I got myself some lemonade.
Oh, very good choice.
Right? I thought that was a nice thing that went along.
It's pretty appropriate for summer.
Oh, a caller already.
Oh, wow. Right off the bat.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll play a song and I'll hear what this person has to say. Amanda's got a song.
Okay.
Here you go.
maybe we had met, but I don't remember if it happened yet. I was going through your history, checking out your friends. You got nice friends, pretty friends, such a beautiful family. What a beautiful life you got, living on the beach with your drinky drink. Oh, how I wish I was with you, how I wish I was with you right now. I think I'm falling in love. I think I'm falling in love.
All right. We had a little, what would you call that? A break, interruption.
A little brief interruption.
A little brief interruption. Very much welcomed, though. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, someone another caller. Is this a joke? Again. Wow.
People don't want to listen to us talk, Amanda.
I know. Wait. Okay. I think they hung up.
Oh, no.
Well, all right. We'll answer
their call. Here's another song.
Here we go.
stop for a moment and try to be friends. I'm hoping you love just like when you were a kid. Let's hop a fence and do what we always did.
All right, I think we're back again.
Don't jinx it.
Don't jinx it. The phone's going to ring now. The phone's going to ring. All right, really quickly before someone else calls in, the first song we listened to this evening was Left Side by Lost Dog off their album Long Live Boss Boss. I typed it in wrong. Long Live Boss Hog. They are a Tufts band.
Woohoo.
And then we had an Amanda pick, which was Picture Picture by Tall Tall Trees off their EP The Seasonal. And after that, we listened to Safety Bricks by Kevin Drew off of the Broken Social Scene Presents disc. Broken Social Scene is supposed to be coming out with a new album very soon. I'm very excited. Nice. They're nice. The super group with Kevin Drew, Feist, etc., etc. They haven't put out anything in a long time, so I'm very excited about that.
Very exciting news.
In other news, our two callers were family members of myself and Amanda, which was very sweet of them to call in. We were just enjoying the fact that we have such lovely people in our lives that care about us and wanted to just say hi.
Yes, we're very lucky. Shout out to them for actually calling in.
Yes.
Which so everyone else who's listening should always do.
It brings a smile to our faces to hear from people from home that we don't always get to talk to all the time.
And or people on campus that we talk to all the time.
Yes.
But can't talk to right now.
So, well, thanks to my little sister, Fee, for calling in.
Mm-hmm. I had a sort of fame-related, and I'm now realizing that what I thought of is not an over-under. It's just, would you rather use Skype or like, phone calls? Like, do you like the video Skyping part of it? Because, yeah, in my time here, doing, like, long distance and, like, with family and everything, like, I've found that Skype is not as awesome as I want it to be because it's so glitchy. Like,
really?
That might just be me.
Interesting.
And also, like, sorry, I'm totally cutting
you off.
No,
you're good.
But, like, when you're on the phone, you can be doing other things, like getting yourself places, and it's easier to, like, not have to be looking right at your phone. I don't know. Thoughts?
Thoughts? There's definitely a convenience aspect mm-hmm. of the simple phone call.
True.
I don't know. It's hard. I often find that I think we get so caught up in everything that we're doing that it's just so easy to be like, oh, I'm walking down the street, I'll call this person.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
You know, I'm doing my laundry, I'll call, you know, that person.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely a convenience aspect, but I don't know. Part of me wants to say, like, oh, it's nice to see someone's face.
Right. Yeah.
Or,
can
you
make
know,
you
have
miss them
home. And, that's true. But I also think that just hearing someone's voice can be very...
It's not the same.
Comforting.
Yeah.
I think. Almost.
Right. Right.
Even without, like, physically seeing them,
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes a voice is all you really need.
Yeah. It can definitely turn your day right around.
I agree.
I've had that happen. But, yeah. Just a thought.
I like that.
I had.
That's good. Well, we're getting sentimental here on a hot Tuesday evening.
Oh, my goodness.
My goodness. All right, Amanda, do you have another song for us?
I do have another song for
Wonderful.
Us.
I'd love to listen to another song with you.
Perfect.
But it's just a string of empty words. You've been carving out a smile. All you wanna do is burst. Well, there's nothing you could hide that could ever be too dark to tell. And I'm crossing all my fingers that you'll come out of your shell. And now you can hang your heart up on my wall, just the way it is, the way you are. Yeah, you can hang your heart up on my wall. Now I won't let it down, won't let you fall. I've been trying to put my finger on the thing that really makes you glow. I've been soaking up your eyes, you don't even seem to know. I know it's not easy, and I know it gets so dark, but I'm sure it would be harder if I didn't have your spark. Yeah. Hang your heart up on my wall, just the way you heart. Yeah.
Amanda and I are just giggling over here. We're having a good time.
Having a good time as we struggle to swallow Mucinex pills. If you can't tell, I'm sick. But I gotta say, I will always take a swallow pill over a dissolvable, like, chewy pill.
Oh.
My mom will back me up on this. When I was younger, I used to gag on these, like, the flavored ones. They're supposed to taste like candy, but I would just freak out. It took me hours to take medicine. And there's one time I made the mistake of trying. I was like, oh, I'll just dissolve it in water, and then it will be better.
No.
No. No, because then I had to drink even, like, it was more volume of the same gross taste. So, anyways, despite the large size of Mucinex pills, I will always do that over anything else.
Right. A smaller amount of
yes.
pain.
Although they do taste through. Disgusting.
They
too.
Also taste gross.
Anyways.
Poor Amanda over here. She's okay, though, everyone. Don't
worry. I'll be fine. I'll live.
She's a champ. All right. We listened to Hang Your Heart by Tokyo Police Club off of their album Melancholy and the Infinite Radness. That's a play off of Smashing Pumpkins album.
Look at that.
The name. Yeah. There you go. And then we just listened to Caught in a Lie by Chastity Belt off their newish album. Newish. I used to spend so much time alone.
Very
I hope
nice.
They're not alone anymore.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Used to, they said.
Used so to, right.
Sounds like they're not.
I would agree.
Oh, my goodness.
Amanda, do you have any over-unders? Oh, I have one.
Oh, you do? Perfect.
I do. It's in spirit of the very warm day we had today.
Okay.
Overrated or underrated, those little water bottle fan squirt things.
Ooh, definitely underrated. I gotta say, those are my life because I have a very low heat tolerance. So once we get up to the 80s, I melt. I can't really function at all. Like, I was really sad that I had to be inside a lot studying today, but at the same time, I don't think I could have been outside for that long anyway, so it was fine. But yeah, those can be so refreshing when they don't break, which is often.
True. They are kind of cheap.
Yeah. But, you know, I think they do the job. They get the job done. They
yes.
do the trick.
They do the
I combined.
They do the
combine those two sentences.
They do the job.
They do the job. They do their job well.
I agree.
But yeah. I saw this thing on Facebook today. Might have just been one of those like weird videos that aren't really true, but I mean, it looked pretty real. Anyways, it's of these, like, it's to get rid of plastic water bottles. So it's water that's, like, kind of encased in this little, like, it's almost like a little film. And it keeps the water. I'm very confused at the whole concept. I didn't really have time to figure out exactly, like, what the chemical, like, how the heck did they do that? But it's really cool. I think they're going to try to start using them for marathons. So they have them, all these little, like, they look like little orbs of water.
Oh.
And you just pick one up and it's like, you just like kind of
squish it in your mouth.
Yeah, you like, I'm confused. Yeah, I'm also confused. Like, do you eat the outer casing? Because that doesn't seem very sanitary, but I don't know. I also forget what they're called. So this is a really terrible story, but
we'll do some research.
We'll get back.
I'm curious. You've piqued my interest.
But anyways, that's my other input.
Very nice. I like that. Anyways, we can try and use less plastic.
Exactly.
Good.
Very much.
And drink water. Water
and
is important.
And stay hydrated. Perfect. Themes of the night.
All good things.
Oh my goodness.
All right. I think it's time for another song.
Definitely feels that way.
It's already, oh my goodness, it's already 9:29.
Where does the time go, man?
The time just flies. It really does. All right. More music.
More music.
Set hello. day. Don't seem to wanna know you no more. I've laid it down, given you their score. Within the first 2 lines it must be given. You're not to come see us no more. Keep away from our door.
Hello again.
Hello.
That was just some madness with the song Embarrassment. And before that, we listened to the lovely Amanda Pick, Call Off Your Dogs by Lake Street Dive.
Love them.
I really enjoyed that song.
Yes. I really like their style music.
Me too. It's kind of got like that little like throwback big horn section, like very talented singer style, but they make it.
They've got a modern twist.
Exactly.
Somehow. I'm not really sure exactly what it is, but...
But they're doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it. I like... They, for the most part, their songs are pretty like upbeat like that and just like catchy. I don't know. I appreciate it.
I enjoyed that a lot. Let's see. Anything else to add? Do we have any more over-unders?
I was just trying to think of one. I'm really not. It's so bad.
We've already done two tonight. I think we've hit our quota. But we'll see what else we can summon, I think. Maybe.
Thoughts on... Okay, in New England, and I guess other places, but mostly New England because we have four seasons. Thoughts on how we have our big break in the summer?
Interesting. Well, I think the reason that they do it in the summer... Well, I don't know, because it's been like that for a while, but a lot of the like old buildings at schools like don't have air conditioning.
That's true.
I think well, if we're gonna get very technical about it, I think the reason is because in like the olden days when, you know, people had farms and like you would go to school, you'd have to come home and work over the summer for the crops, right?
Right. I've heard things about that.
I think that is the like technical
if you go back in mm-hmm. time, the reason that sure. I guess schools had off in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we could farm. But I don't know. I enjoy winter. Mm-hmm. I like winter. Yeah. Winter's not my favorite season. I don't know. Like, the fall would be nice, or like spring would be nice, but right. I feel like summer like lasts the longest in a weird kind of way. I guess maybe winter does too, but
yeah.
I feel like spring and fall can feel so short sometimes.
Right. Well, they're just the transition.
They're the transition. It's
a confusing time.
I agree.
I don't know, because I've always thought about that, like, what if we only had a month off and then we had like a month in December or like something
if
like
it was,
that. Like
if it was change instead of having.
We just kind of went a little bit more continuous.
Mm.
Like, because I definitely fall out of the groove like for the 4 month. Like last year was my first time ever having like a 4 month summer.
Right.
And that was a huge change. And like, I felt like I kind of forgot how to function as like a successful student. Like came back and was out of the loop. But like, I don't know. I can't decide if I would rather have like a lesser break or not, because it is such a great time to like have an internship or
right.
go travel or do things.
Some schools do it differently,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Schools that are on the trimester schedule,
right? Right.
I mean, they still have a summer break, but mm-hmm. their breaks are more later. Broken up.
Yeah.
I think between each trimester they right. have like a month or something. Yeah. I'm not really sure.
No, yeah, I definitely think I've heard that. And also I think there's some schools that do like the month of January off. I forget what school I looked at that did that, and like, because then you can do like a mini internship then.
Oh right.
Which
or
I thought was cool.
They'll do like a winter term
right.
kind of
yeah like little mini thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's like Colorado College, where you just have, what is it, like it's like only a couple of weeks and you only take one class.
Interesting.
And then yeah, and then they have like a break. Well, which is kind of nice.
There's different ways to do it. I'd like to talk to the summer thing. I'm cool with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind working really hard, getting little breaks here and there, and then having a chunk of time. I think that's a fine way to do it.
Sure.
But I would like to talk to whoever decided that we were going to work 5 days a week and only get
that's
two
true.
Of them off.
Right? Yeah. At least three off.
At least
would
three
be nice.
Off would be nice.
But then, I mean, but we would just have to offset when everyone was working so that things still got done. You know, like I don't know.
True. True. True.
We'll just come up with a whole new structure for the
okay.
way
we'll,
the world works. Get back
we'll
to everyone.
We'll flesh it out, yeah. It's fine. Don't worry, we got it, everyone.
Until right. then.
Until then.
Perhaps some tunes.
Ah, oh, yes, indeed.
My laptop is glitching. Uh-oh. Let's talk for a couple more seconds.
Okay, we can do some more talking.
I'm just going to open it and close it a couple of times and see if that works.
Call us for tech services.
It's just giving me, you know, when just the cursor shows up, but then
just a black screen
because I'm impatient.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Success.
There it is.
Sometimes you just need to wait a moment.
Just
that
a minute.
Is our lesson of the evening.
Seems to be what we're learning. Okay. We're good.
Okay, we're good.
I have a song.
I'm ready.
From the ground, break it down, pack it up and go. Find, gotta find, gotta find. Oh, in a new biome. Find, gotta find, gotta find. Oh, in a new biome. Mountains so high, I can
pictures off the wall. Smashed in the door. I could not convince you to come.
That was a good song. I was just asking Amanda, the name of the song is New Biome by Sure Sure, and I asked Amanda what a biome was, and she had a wonderful response for those of you who might not know what a biome is.
Yes, indeed. A biome, it's like a it's kind of a specialized type of habitat. It's got specific characteristics and like animals and plants that live there. For example, deciduous forest. A type of biome, and the tundra is also a type of biome. I remember that somehow from my years of biology classes. Those are the details I got for you.
Hey, well, so, there you go. I had no idea what it was, and Amanda, the residential, the bio
major,
enlightened me. So I just thought we would share. Thank you, Amanda. Do you think it's time? Do you think Unnamed Guest is going to get here soon?
I feel like she's probably
close.
Probably very close.
She travels at like...
Oh, is that a knock I hear on the door? Oh. Hello?
Hi, Unnamed Guest. It's so nice to see you.
It's so nice to see you as well.
I hope you had safe travels here.
I had wonderfully safe travels.
Did you get a good snack on the plane?
You know, it was quite the flight. It was about 6 hours long, and they only gave me a package of nuts.
Oh,
and
I
don't understand. And then they give you one drink. And so I had my typical, I always get apple juice. And, you know, it was quite delicious, but I was still very hungry. And I always forget to buy food beforehand in the airport terminal.
It's so expensive anyway.
And you know, that I did just learn that you can pack food in your carry-on. I always thought because of the liquid, for some reason that also meant food in my mind, but I just learned. So next time,
note
to self.
Well, there you go. I'm sorry your flight was...
It's all right. It was really fine. I watched a couple movies and read a book. So it was a good time I spent, you know.
I'm happy to hear it. Well, I hear you have a PSA for us.
I do indeed, along the themes of transportation.
Wonderful.
Because I also heard that your friend Amanda almost got hit by a car both tonight and last week after your show. Right on this corner.
Yes.
Near the station.
Correct.
And so I thought I would read a PSA about pedestrian safety.
Thank you. I'm happy because I don't want Amanda to get hit.
No, I would not. I think that would be very sad.
I agree.
I'm sure she doesn't want that either. All right. So pedestrian safety PSA for you all. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians, such as Amanda. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. And when you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. I think that's where Amanda went wrong. She definitely was not paying full attention to the walk sign getting turned off.
This seems like it was a mutual fault, I think. Everyone should just pay more attention, because we don't want Amanda getting hit, or anyone else, frankly, for that matter.
Also, yeah, distracted driving, don't do that. But also, no distracted walking, because it seems that is also a problem for some people. Yes, indeed. So this has been a life-saving message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford.
Thank you so much, unnamed guest.
You're
number
very
one.
Welcome.
I'm so glad you made it out again today,
I'm
and
so
with a
am
very
I.
important message for us. Indeed. I'm glad Amanda made it here safe tonight.
So am I, so am I.
And you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
I will talk to you next week.
Can't wait to see you again.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks, unnamed guest number one, for coming in, reading our PSA, keeping us educated on how to stay safe out on the streets. Amanda.
She's just the best.
She's just the best.
It's funny. It sounded like she was sick, too. Must be a thing going around,
maybe
even across the pond.
Maybe you gave her your cold last week.
I must have.
It's okay. She'll be okay. All right. It is fast approaching that time. It is 9:49.
Wow. Look at that.
Look at that. We still got a couple more songs for you, so stay attuned.
The moonlight night, 'cause nobody told her about sat on Salt Beach with her, caressing her warm brown skin. Then in a year, or maybe not quite, we'll be sharing the same next of kin. I'd go the whole wide world, I'd go the whole wide world just to find her. I'd go the whole wide world, I'd go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her. I'd go the whole wide world, I'd go the whole wide world just to find her. I'd go the whole wide world, I'd go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her.
Thanks for tuning in to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I hope everyone has a wonderful night. Stay tuned for Yam Sessions coming on next.
Woohoo!
Amanda, anything?
Keep you have enjoying to say? The sun while it lasts. Indeed. Never know when it's going to disappear again.
Agreed. All right. Good evening.
Good evening.